This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a warning about foreign intelligence in the presidential election, saying that I think that the last person Russia wants to see in office is Donald Trump because nobody's been tougher on Russia than I have ever. He also said both China and Iran would like to see former Vice President Joe Biden prevail. Mr. Trump's comments come as the top U.S. counterintelligence official warned that Russia, China, and Iran will all try to interfere in the 2020 presidential election, with Russia already trying to undercut presumptive Democratic candidate Joe Biden. In an unusual public statement, William Evanina, director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, said those countries were using online disinformation and other means to try to influence voters, stir up disorder, and undermine American voter intelligence and confidence in the democratic process. Foreign adversaries also may try to interfere with U.S. election systems by trying to sabotage the voting process, stealing election data, or calling into question the validity of election results. The nation's top infectious disease expert says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the United States could come out of the fall and winter looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said in an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health that he has cautiously or is cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show it's working, as well as other better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that the public health guidelines should not be in conflict with opening up the country, but should be a gateway to opening up the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Globally, approximately 720,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19. It's more than 161,000 in the United States and nearly 100,000 in Brazil. There are the only two countries near or above that landmark figure. The number of infections is about 19.3 million globally, with Brazil and the U.S. making up more than a third of that figure. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Friday that the United States had greater problems from the coronavirus than his country. It's a day after the U.S. State Department urged citizens not to travel south of the border, citing high contagion rates. The United States on Thursday lifted a global health advisory imposed in March that advised U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel because of the coronavirus pandemic. But the stringent level 4 advisory usually reserved for countries at war remained in place for Mexico, with U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Christopher Landau citing the spread of COVID-19, the respiratory disease caused by the virus. Several other countries remain on level 4. The United States imposed new sanctions on Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam, the territory's current and former police chiefs, and 8 other officials for their role in curtailing political freedoms in that territory. The sanctions were imposed under an executive order by U.S. President Donald Trump, signed last month to punish China for its moves against dissent in Hong Kong. And they are the latest action by his administration against Beijing in the run-up to his November re-election bid. In addition to Lam, the sanctions target Hong Kong's police commissioner, Chris Tang, and his predecessor Stephen Lowe, Hong Kong Secretary of Security, and the Justice Secretary. Last month, Carrie Lam postponed a September 6th election to Hong Kong's legislature by a year because of a rise in coronavirus cases, dealing a blow to the pro-democracy opposition that had hoped to make huge gains. The United States condemned the action, saying it was the latest example of Beijing undermining democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. U.S. President Donald Trump said that he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders Sunday to discuss aid to Lebanon in the wake of this week's devastating Beirut port explosion. Mr. Trump said he spoke separately with Lebanese President Michel Aoun and French President Emmanuel Macron, who will also join the call. That explosion in the Lebanese capital's port on Tuesday killed 154 people, injured 5,000, and destroyed a swath of the city. The cause of the blast is still being investigated. Initial Lebanese probes have pointed to an ammonium nitrate cargo, which was abandoned in Beirut. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.